Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has risen from the dead just as he said. He has literally broken the prison bars of hell. And that's a beautiful thing to celebrate. That's exactly the reality that we step into in Easter, that hell has been conquered. Heaven and hell. These are important topics, but they're ones we don't always want to talk about. Maybe the topic of eternity is something that's a bit taboo. It's not something we want to talk about in mixed company. Maybe we try to lighten the mood and tell a little joke about it or something. You've maybe even seen the Christian bumper sticker, eternity, smoking or non-smoking, which goes completely over the head of anyone who's been born in the last 20 years, because you've never been in a restaurant with a smoking section. Hell is it's a difficult topic. It's not one we really want to talk about. Maybe we even don't want to say the word. We've made the word hell a curse word. It's not something we want to say. Maybe we whisper it, or we even spell it. H-E double hockey sticks, right? Hockey sticks. I'm not going to make any hellacious hockey jokes right now. I know my audience. But save it to say, you don't need any hockey sticks to spell heaven. I'm just going to leave that there, okay? Maybe you don't want to say hell, instead you say heck, right? Heck, oh, heck. But I've heard it said that heck is the place where people go who don't believe in gosh. So, what is that? Heaven and hell, important topics to discuss and important topics to step into today as we celebrate the radical reality of Christ risen from the dead, breaking the prison gates of hell. I've heard it said that the enemy, the devil, his greatest deception of all time is this. It's to convince us that hell doesn't exist and that he doesn't exist. That's the greatest deception of the enemy of all time. Not to convince us that God doesn't exist, but convince us that he, the devil, the enemy, that he doesn't exist and that hell doesn't exist. And if he's done that, if we've believed in that lie, then he's got us. We're trapped. If we believe that the enemy and hell don't exist. But we know, brothers and sisters, this doesn't mesh. It doesn't jive with our faith, certainly. We know by faith that heaven and hell exist. But it also doesn't fit my perception of my own reality. I know that hell exists because I've been there. And because I've talked to so many of you about being in a personal hell, that place where you feel isolated, that place where you feel alone. In this, I want to give a very simple definition. What is hell? It's the absence of God. It's the place where I feel abandoned, alone, that dark, heavy place where God isn't present. And I know that that place exists because I've been there. Maybe in small ways, maybe in big ways, you've had a personal hell experience. But if that exists, then we have to believe that the opposite exists. If the place where God isn't present is existing, then the place where he is also exists. It's the same with light and darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. And so if we believe in darkness, then we have to believe in light. That there's a place that is brighter than this, even when I'm in my darkest hour. If I believe in evil, the absence of good, then I have to believe that good exists, even if I can't see it. Even if I'm being deprived of it right now, I know that good exists if evil exists. And this is the great message of our faith, brothers and sisters, that God does exist. Heaven is real. The light and the goodness of God is real, and it's available to us. That's what we stake our lives on as Christians. That Jesus didn't just break the prison gates of hell way back then. He does it again today. And he does it in you. And he does it in you. And he does it in me. That the dark places of my life, the personal hells that I experience, Jesus steps into those today if we invite him. Heaven is not just some place up there, and hell is not just some place down there. It's a place and an experience that I can experience in my own life. And you've had dark moments, you've had hard moments, but you can have redemption. You can have freedom. You can have light in Christ Jesus because he is risen from the dead. He has scattered the gloom and the darkness of our world, and he wants to live in us. He wants to come specifically to those hard places, to those dark places of my life, to those hellacious places. And the light of his truth, just like this, the light of this candle, will always scatter the gloom. It always scatters the darkness. If I want to be with Jesus forever in heaven, I have to invite heaven right now and right here. Because if I'm not living heaven now, I can't live it some distant place in some distant time. Heaven is real. God is real. And that's why we come here on Easter. It's why we celebrate the mysteries of our faith. It's why I come to Mass. It's why I pray. Because I need God in my life. I need heaven in my life. And the Mass that we celebrate right now, this great mystery, it's been described as the meeting place, the embrace, even the kiss of heaven and earth. If I want to go to heaven, I just have to go to Mass. I just have to come into the presence of God and invite him into those dark places. This is where we experience heaven, right here and right now. And we get to taste the fruit of heaven through Holy Communion. We get to receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, the true presence of God here in our midst. And he comes into my flesh. And he comes into my soul. Just as Jesus broke those prison bars of death and rose again in glory, he comes to us today in bread and wine, transformed into his very flesh and his very blood. That when you receive Holy Communion today, you receive a piece of heaven. And heaven comes into you, and heaven scatters the gloom and the darkness that you might be experiencing and feeling today. And that's why we rejoice. We rejoice that we have a God who loves us so much that he doesn't abandon us in our personal hells. He lowers himself. He brings heaven down to us that we would be with him today and forever. So let's welcome him today. He never forces anyone into relationship or into his presence, but he always invites. So let's receive our Lord. Let's receive heaven today as we celebrate these mysteries of our faith.